and welcome to How to Be Successful with me, Vicky Paul. I'm an intuitive, artist, energy healer and author, and I'm on a mission to help you live with more joy, purpose and meaning. How to Be Successful is a straight-talking, heartfelt and enlightening podcast full of soul-centered wisdom, home truths, life-changing insights and free-flowing conversations with some of the most inspiring, knowledgeable and honest voices in well-being, spirituality, self-love and personal development. It's a show for people who are no longer satisfied chasing society's version of success because they're ready to embrace their gifts and thrive on their own terms. Today's podcast is all about developing your intuition, and I wanted to share some tips and tools and teachings to help you understand what your intuition and how you can develop your intuition to help you make decisions in business and in life. And the reality is we are making intuitive decisions every single day, whether you're aware of it or not. And everyone, including you, is intuitive. It's just a case of practicing and practicing and practicing. And like anything, the more you do it, the easier it becomes and the more trusting of it you will become. So here are some examples of situations where you would use your intuition. And this could be, for example, when you are deciding to work with a particular client on paper. They sound like the ideal client. They've got the money. They're ready to go. But there's just something in you going, I don't know. Your head would be screaming, sign them. You know, it's money. However, your heart's going, oh God, I don't know. This is going to be more trouble than it's worth. That is your intuition speaking to you. It could also be using your intuition when you're looking to partner with somebody or if you are looking to hire a new member of staff on paper. Again, their CV is screaming, hire me. But you just don't get the vibe from them. You just don't feel it's going to work out the way you think it's going to work out. That's your intuition stepping in. And what I want to do with this episode is just to give you a few ideas about how you can strengthen your intuition to help you make business decisions, and not just business decisions, but better decisions that are more aligned with your higher self and your greater good. So the first one is about knowing yourself. The more you understand and the more you know yourself, your values, your convictions, what your deal breakers are in business, the more you are going to trust your intuition. A lot of us think that the best thing to do is to be flexible and go with the flow, which is great, but sometimes it can leave you confused as to who you are and what you stand for. And it also could mean that you end up getting pulled in a direction that's not necessarily the best one for you. So spend some time getting to know yourself, understanding who you are, what makes you tick, what you like, what you dislike. And once you know yourself better, you'll have a better chance of connecting in with your intuition and trusting it at any time. Next up is listening to your inner voice. Now, our body is always trying to talk to us. However, we get so busy in our mind and in our head that we can't actually hear it. So what we have to do is find time in the day to try and quieten our mind. And this can be either in the morning on a walk with a dog or when you have your coffee, turn the radio off, don't look at your phone, just relax, ease yourself into the day, quieten your mind. Or you can do some thoughtful reflection, some meditation, whatever works for you, as long as you find a way to quieten your mind. And the more you still your mind, the more open to receive answers to questions that you have. You'll use your intuition and you'll be able to hear the answers coming through. Another one that I love is tuning into your body. Now, our body has visceral reactions to so many different experiences, but a lot of them go unnoticed because, again, we're in our heads trying to figure things out. So the next time you've got a decision and you are going round and round in circles, I suggest you try this. Now, obviously not on the tube or anywhere where you're going to get yourself dirty on the floor, because I'm going to get you to lie down. And if you practice yoga, this is a savasana. So you basically lie down and just allow your legs and arms to flop out. Keep your hands and palms facing upwards. Close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths. And the reason I want you to lie down is that you belly breathe when you lie down and you really take your awareness and your breath into your belly, which is your feeling center. When we sit up and we do the same exercise, because most of us breathe using the top half of our body and the top half of our lungs, you end up keeping tension in your shoulders and you don't really relax and let go into your body. So it's definitely tuning into your body, lying down. And when you're relaxed and you've taken a few deep breaths, I want you to then come up with the two answers that you're stuck on, the two choices that you've got in your decision. Should you go on path A or path B? I want you to take path A and I want you to imagine making that choice. Feel it in your body and observe what happens in your body. Then repeat the same process with path B. So imagine this is the choice that you're going to make. Feel it in your body and feel how your body responds to it. One of them will be lighter and one of them will be heavier. One of the choices will make you feel slightly more tense, or the other choice will have relaxed you. Some people describe it as feeling more expansive or more constrictive. It's a really great way to listen to those visceral reactions that your intuition is trying to guide you down a specific path. Intuition is all about trust, so it's no surprise that learning to trust yourself will really superpower your intuitive skills. And that sometimes means paying attention to any red flags, and not discounting them. Sometimes our intuition takes us down a challenging path for our higher good. So it doesn't always seem rational and it doesn't always seem like the easiest choice to make, but we have to tune in to what's happening and follow that path and trust that there's a reason you're being guided to go down a specific path, and doing so without judgment. And it's about trusting that you can handle anything that comes up. So it's trust and releasing judgment about what comes up. Another one that I practice still to this day and I struggle with is patience. It's something that has been a bit of a bugbear of mine, and I guess for a lot of people. We live in a society where we can get anything we want at the drop of a hat. So many of us are not as patient as we need to be. And sometimes the answer's not coming to you because it's just not the right time, or you're not ready for the right answer. So some people like to say, if in doubt, wait it out. And sometimes that is true of a decision and a choice not coming to you. When the answer is not urgent, and it might feel urgent to you, but it's not urgent in the grand scheme of universal things, there is an assumption that if you don't get an answer, then you're going round and round in circles. It could well be that you need to just release the question and just wait to see what comes up. Because the answer may reveal itself to you when the time is right. And that could be in a week, it could be in a month, or it could be in 10 minutes, who knows? But it's about just allowing yourself to have the patience to wait for the answer to come up. This is something that I have always done up until very recently when I've gone round and round in circles. And you might also do this might resonate with you. I always ask myself, is this the right thing? Am I making the right decision, or is this going to be the wrong decision? We tend to focus on making the right decisions. So to help your intuition, we need to try and release control of the need to be right, because picking the right choice puts a huge amount of pressure on us. And that pressure starts to squash down and silence our intuition. So you have to assume that whatever choice you make automatically is going to lead you down, in inverted commas, the right path, even if the first step feels wrong. Because oftentimes a path that we go on to might not be clear initially, and that if the road seems bumpy or the choice seems difficult, there's a reason that we're being guided to go down that path, because there's something new, something better, something more, something we need to understand and learn about ourselves. So there's a bit of the previous trust and judgment wrapped up in this as well, with this need to be right. Because oftentimes with hindsight, the challenging and the difficult experiences, you wouldn't change them. They've developed and grown you in a way that you couldn't have conceived. So instead of making a right or a wrong decision, it's just about making a choice to move forward, wherever that takes you. So thank you again if you're still listening at this point in time. Very much appreciated. I have got some great guests lined up, but I wanted to make these first couple of episodes just to sort of dig a wee bit deeper in terms of intuition and what it is and how you can expand upon it, particularly because I'm focusing on intuition in business for season 3. So I know a lot of you have followed me through season 1 and season 2, and this will not be new to you, but I'm really keen to try and share more about intuition out with the sort of traditional well-being and therapy industries, because I believe the more intuitive we all are, the better choices we make, the better people we become. And that can only be a force for good in business. So if you are a CEO or a leader or an entrepreneur, I would love to actually hear from you to find out how these exercises were, and also if you use intuition in business and has it helped you. It certainly has helped my guests, so I'm really looking forward to sharing their wisdom with you next week. Thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and if you'd like to connect with me, then head over to my website vickypaul.com, or you can find me on Instagram at @vickyjpaul. Why not take advantage of a special subscriber only 10% discount off my personalized soul portraits? All you need to do is get in touch using the promo code podcast21. That's podcast21. And don't forget, you can buy my book, How to Be Successful, available anywhere that you buy books, or you can also get it via the link in the show notes. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And please continue to share this podcast with anyone you think might find it useful. I'd also really love if you could write a review, because that helps myself and my guests get discovered by more kindred spirits. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.